Time now to chat to the Crows, and let's go straight to the top. The Crows' national recruiting manager is Hamish Ogilvie. Mate, good morning to you, and congratulations on last night. Seems like you got your man.
Morning, Hazy. Yeah, that went pretty well to plan. I'm not sure tonight will be as straightforward, but yeah, that was good. To add, you know, Riley Philthorpe, our first pick last year, and Josh, our first pick this year, is really helpful and good for the build that we're doing.
Mate, take us through him as a player, because the highlights would suggest that if he gets going, the fans are going to love him.
Yeah, well, look, he's a really well-performed junior, and he has been since 16 when he played in the midfield in the Nationals and won the medal as a midfielder. And this year he played a lot forward. We'd seen him play some midfield at school. So the good thing with Josh was we got 13 games, which was enough of a sample size to make a really well-balanced judgment. So it feels a bit weird, Hazy. You're up the top of the draft and sort of everyone knows what you're doing. It's not all that comfortable for me, but, you know, it was pretty obvious and he was our man from a long way out. So, yeah, we're very pleased to see the family last night and how happy they were, and all the other boys that were drafted. It was a really good function, actually. When we finally got back there, it felt a bit like a country footy club. All the different clubs were in a pub and the kids were so happy, and there was grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters. It was really good. So it was great to see Josh's family last night and see how pleased they were.
No, that's what we like to hear. Can he play round one, do you think, Hamish? Obviously, not a lot of footy played, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years due to COVID. Does that affect a kid's match fitness in going forward, or do you think he's a ready-made guy to step in round one?
Morning, Adam. Well, he's got to get through a full summer with Virgo, so who knows? no limitations, no expectations, but I don't think any of us know the effect of you know, no footy or not much footy on those boys over 2 years. They haven't done two full pre-seasons. But, you know, if you had said this to me last year, would Sam Berry play 14, 15 games? I probably would have had my doubts, and he did. So we'll see how Josh gets through pre-season with Virgo and how he comes out the end of it.
We heard yesterday, mate, that it wasn't too bad from Virgo. People were sort of expecting laps and laps and outrageous amounts of running, but more sort of game-oriented drills. What could the youngsters expect? Is this going to be grueling?
Oh, mate, it's one day in, so I don't think we read too much into the first day. But, I think our high-performance staff will be pretty careful and well-organised with the boys. I mean, you know what it's like these days. Everyone's program is tailored differently. So I'm sure the guys will get them in and assess the players after we bring them in on Friday, see where they're at. He's done a bit of work, though, Josh. He has done some training. We watched him do a running session last week, and he looked pretty fit. And so he has done some work, but I'm not sure any of us really know how much the boys are going to be able to undertake, given, you know, what they've done over the last 2 years. It's not a normal preparation into an AFL career, but that's what we've got to deal with. So our guys will be fine, and I'm sure they'll look after the boys well.
When do they front up? All these draftees, obviously, we'll talk about the plan for tonight in a couple of minutes, but all the players who do get drafted, the rest of them this evening, do they get a couple more days rest, or do you expect them to fly out tomorrow and start straight away?
Well, I think, at least we know with Josh, so the plan will be, there's a few COVID rules that we have to tick off, but Sunday afternoon, I'll come over to to Adelaide with Josh. And if we pick another boy from Victoria, obviously the South Australians will be at home, so that's easy. So Sunday afternoon, they'll head in and get all the COVID stuff ticked off. And then Monday morning, they'll get their medicals and then they'll be into it shortly after.
Mate, four picks today. Tell us exactly who you're going to pick and what you're going to do with them.
I wish I knew, Hazy. Not sure we're that good. Today, we'll probably earn our money. I think it'll be a bit more complicated. So I think we have probably two more. Likely, we'll have two picks tonight, and that'll probably be us for the national draft with a chance of a rookie pick. But where they're going to sit through tonight, I'm not sure. I think there'll be a bit of movement now, so probably going to be a lot more complicated than last night was. So, but there's still some really good players on the board, some mids and some running players, so we're pretty confident we'll get another couple that we really like.
Can we ask you then, Hamish, how big's your board? How big of a list of players do you have potentially penciled?
Well, it depends, Hazy. You know, like we could, there's a world where we could finish the draft at our pick, you know, around 33. So we could be finished by then, which is, we don't need too many more to get to that stage. But that's if we can get back in. If we don't get back in, you know, our pick that started at 75 has already moved into 60-something. So, you know, there's probably those two scenarios. Can we get back in? Do we want to get back into the 20s, take that pick, have 33 and finish? Or do we keep our pick in the 30s where it is now and then take our last pick, which will move in? So that's probably the likely two scenarios for us tonight. So you've got to be prepared for both, I guess.
So you've addressed the small forward or small to medium forward position. What's next in terms of on-field for this draft? Is it a midfielder, defender? Because generally, the first round, you want to take the best player available, but then after that, it's sort of a needs basis for each club. What's the next area on-field you need to address?
Well, the good thing with Josh is he's played plenty of mid and forward, so that ticks two boxes, so that was a bonus. And as I said, Adam, there's probably plenty of running players. There's some players with some speed still on the board, and there's some mids there. So we'll probably look at you know, the midfielders and the running players and maybe some more speed if it's there.
I got a couple of texts coming through as well, mate. So on 0427154166, and Crow supporters, get involved. Just talking about potentially, like you've said, swapping some picks around, and some of these South Adelaide young guns who are still available, Matty Roberts and Arlo Draper, are they two guys that would potentially be on your list of blokes to look at?
Yeah, they'll be there. There'll be some South Australians there. And as we always say, if we can get a South Australian, it's a bonus. But, you know, it could go haywire from here. There'll be some trades. Everyone's going to come after Fremantle's first pick, I think. So whether they keep it or trade it. So as I've said in the lead-up, you can't get too locked into a player because the likelihood one of the boys you like might get picked the pick before you, and you've got to go in a different direction. So we'll keep it open mind. Obviously, the South Australians are on our mind, as always, but we'll try and address a few of those needs as we go through.
Did you think about, again, having a late audacious play for the number one pick to try and get Jason to your footy club?
No, I think that ship had sailed, Adam. So, no, he's pretty well locked into them, and they had the number one pick. So, we had a try. We had a throw at the stumps, and we put a pretty good offer to them. But they owned the pick, and it's up to them, and good luck to Jason.
Mate, did you say that one or maybe two picks in the rookie draft as well, and the chances or likelihood of Ben Davis getting a spot there?
Probably, if we take our three picks, there'd be the likelihood of one rookie pick, or we've just got to discuss whether we keep a SSP spot open like we did for Nick Murray last year to maybe fill a need or cover an injury. So we're just going to have to weigh all that up as we get through the draft tonight into the rookie draft on Friday.
The layout of the draft system, how does it sit with you, just sort of based over a couple of days?
I think we could probably knock it over in 2 days. I mean, it seemed long last night. We put the pick in after a minute, but with the TV coverage, it obviously stretches right out to 5, so it probably goes a bit longer. I think even though there'll be trades tonight, I think it'll go a bit quicker tonight. Obviously, the players all are not in the same place, so tonight might go a little bit more quickly. Look, I think we could probably bowl it over in 2 nights, but it was good for those guys in the top 20 to get that reward and that attention, and to see how happy they all were last night was really good.
Just on some of those guys, in particular Jason Horne-Francis, we would have loved to have seen him stay in South Australia, but it's not to be. He's an absolute gun. Where does he rate? You've seen so much, mate, over the journey. How good is he?
Oh, look, he's very good. He's well-performed. He gets to play sample league footy every week in a really good team with some good players around him. So it's a great ground. You love to see the boys go up and play league footy in their 18th year. And he couldn't have done much more. It's unfortunate we didn't get to see him play a full national series against the other guys, so we could compare, you know, the Nick Dacos against the Jason Horne, et cetera, but that was what we were faced with. At least the SA boys got to play the three games against WA, even though Jason was back playing at South Adelaide and missed a couple of those. So, he's a very talented player, and he totally deserves to be right up there at the top of any draft.
And the first draft bolter of the year was Lekalier. Were you surprised that he was picked in the first round? Where did you have him on your board?
Well, he was in our NGA, Adam. So we'd had Leek with us since he was a 14, 15-year-old. And the guys, Jason Porpleasure and Mirzi, done a brilliant job with Leek along the way. So I was just so pleased that a boy that had been in our NGA could get a chance to be drafted to an AFL club and have a career. It's a brilliant story. He's a great kid. So we're just so pleased for him. That was probably a bit higher than we thought, but the Giants could probably do that. Clearly addressed the need for a fullback And the recovery from his broken ankle a couple of years ago is a testament to the lad and the work he'd done with his rehab. So we're just so pleased that one of our NGA boys could get a chance to be drafted and have an AFL career.
Mate, some of your other NGAs as well, Blaine O'Loughlin, Isaiah Dudley, do you expect them to potentially find a home in the draft, if not the rookie draft?
I don't know, Hazy's the short answer, but what we do know is if they do miss and miss the draft tonight, they'll be back in our NGA next year. So we'll have them back working with us, and we're more than happy to do that. There's no rule that says you have to get drafted in your 18th year. It might be next year for them, and that's okay too. So we'll welcome them back into our NGA if they don't get picked. And, you know, unfortunately for those two boys, with Tariq and James Borlase staying on, we just didn't have the room to put another two Cat B boys on. So I really hope they get picked tonight. But if they don't, they'll be back in our NGA next year and we can work with them again.
Changes coming up with the academies in the next few years. Do you support how it's currently run with the next gen academies, or were you advocating for that change as well?
Oh, look, it's a bit complicated probably for the supporters and at times even for us, Adam, with, you know, where the picks are and are they a metropolitan NGA player or are they from a country zone? So it is complicated, but I think we need to have it. Is if you have a look at, you know, Mac Andrew and Leek Allaire and some of the boys coming through, it's brought some players to AFL footy from other sports and from diverse backgrounds, which is a great thing, and we need to keep doing that. So there's probably some refinement that we need to do. You know, it's an interesting one. You know, Mac Andrew's been at Melbourne and they've worked with him, but he ends up at another club. That's the rules. We understand that. But I think as clubs, we're all happy to get those boys in as young as we can and give them an opportunity to pace footy, to feel it, to be in an AFL environment, to learn and grow and improve quickly. So there's some real merit in it. There's probably some modifications that need to come, but, you know, we're happy to play a part in it, and our NGA's been pretty successful across the time.
A few texts coming through as well, mate. This one from Tim, a Crows supporter. He said, did AFC consider splitting pick four, or did they believe they would miss out on Rochelle if they moved back a few picks? Who else did they think would have picked Rochelle early? Did you get wind that he was going to be hot property nice and early?
Yeah, well, we did consider splitting, but no one came to buy pick four in the end, so we didn't have to. So if we kept the pick, we were always going to take Josh, and then we would have considered a split back if it came. If he had got picked before us, we probably would have tried to push back a couple of spots, but that didn't happen. So we certainly considered it, but in the end, no one came for the pick.
Are you surprised how mature some of these guys are now, Hamish? I mean, I assume you get the odd one who's a bit raw, but generally all the kids that we speak to on radio, and I'm sure the amount of interviews that you have, are you surprised that a lot of them now are so well-spoken and mature in the way that they go and approach their footy?
Oh, not really, Adam, because what we're talking about at the moment is the top 20. You know, you guys have spoken to most of those guys in that top 20, so they're there for a reason. They've been in the pathway all the way through. You know, a lot of these boys, if you look at Finn Callahan, he was captain of the Victorian primary school team at under 12. So in a way, they've been in the pathway since they were 12 or 13. There wasn't many boys picked last night that were unknown to anyone, even if you look at Sheldrick and Aleek Allaire, who's been, you know, in a program for the last 2 to 5 years. So some of the raw ones and some of the boys that are from a less trodden pathway, if you like, will be picked, you know, later tonight in the rookie draft. So it's just that you guys haven't probably spoken to as many of those guys. So we've covered off the top 20, so maybe some of the smokies and surprises will come this afternoon and tonight.
Hamish, congratulations on picking up Rochelle, mate. He looks like an absolute beauty. We can't wait to see him play, and best of luck for the rest of the draft, and hopefully it all falls your way.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Hamish Ogilvie joining us this morning.